The story of a man and his destiny to bring radio to the community. But he was curtailed by democracy. His words used to ring true to me.
Something about, and then we have to write more lyrics for it, the podcast.
No, that's fine. That'll just be the song. Let's start the cast.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Welcome,
you cowards. Welcome back to the cast, you fucking slugs.
You thought that we couldn't make it another week.
Welcome. You thought that surely we would have been killed by our enemies and eaten by our pets.
Well, eaten by our pets might still happen.
Can we, before we start the cast, let's talk about the cast members who have passed. And the hideous ways they died.
That's a good point. Yes. We also have some sad news.
Yes.
That we have to announce.
Yes. It's unfortunate that the Apocalypse cast has mostly bad news. And mostly, it's either it's bad news or it's sex news. It's who got pussy or who got butthole where. Usually
no one.
Put it behind. Yes, that's good.
All right. So, damn. Yeah. In memoriam, let's have a toast to those that have passed.
Toast to JoJo Pufferfish, that was killed by her terrible disease.
And then eaten by her cat.
And then eaten by her cat. Who contracted her terrible disease. Death to her. Glory to her.
Rest in peace, Lady Lupus.
Rest in peace, Lady Lupus. Lupus got her, sexually humiliated her, and then killed her.
In her life...
That's what Lupus does.
Her life was very much defined by her battle with Lupus, you know? Yeah. And Lupus, it's a battle that we can definitely say that Lupus won.
Yeah, Lupus would show up to her house unannounced in the quick of the night. And he'd start making a ruckus. She never stood up to Lupus. You know how they say, like, you have to fight cancer?
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't fight.
Yeah, well... It's her own... Everybody has their own personal Lupus, you know?
Yeah. Who else died? JBR, killed by chimps.
Tragic.
JBR was killed and eaten by chimps and fucked by them.
Yeah.
As well. Who else... Oh, dude. I almost forgot about that sweet boy. You remember that sweet curly-haired boy? That sweet olive-skinned boy?
Yes.
What was his name? And what did he die?
Schallenberger?
Schallenberger. Damn.
Oh, yeah.
The way they killed Schallenberger is a fucking outrage. The way, like, we all... The thing is, like, when you sign on to the cast, you basically accept that you'll be killed and humiliated by the government. But the way they did Schallenberger was... The way they did Schallenberger was something... Jesus. The way they did Schallenberger, it was just... I think it was...
It was the inhumanity of it.
Right.
That got to me. Like... They have to pour salt into the wounds.
Damn.
Like, literally.
The thing with Schallenberger is they kept nailing him to stuff and then unsticking him and then nailing him again.
Yeah, and he's so skinny that it just... Like, the principles of crucifixion didn't work on him.
Y'all, we're dancing. Schallenberger was crucified 16, 17 times. Until the holes were gapes.
Yeah, infected gapes.
He was like, fill my gapes or kill me, you cowards.
And speaking of infected gapes, Sulmé.
The way Sulmé was killed.
Oh, God.
Jesus, the way she was killed... was so sexy. Damn. She died of gate poisoning. They poisoned her favorite thing.
They poisoned what?
They poisoned her favorite thing.
What?
Her gate.
Oh, yeah. Caught her. Yeah, so Sulmé is no longer with us.
Yeah. Sulmé died of gate poisoning. Rest in peace. Betrayed by her own pussy. Or butthole, I don't... Who else was killed? Who's that witch? We had like a witch on the show for a while.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, for a long time.
We had like a priestess.
Yeah, Maxine St. Louis.
I think that was it.
Yeah.
Maxine St. Louis? Dang. Yeah. None of her spells couldn't save her from the enemies of the cast. They are numerous. Dang. Who else was killed?
Listen. There's no way to say it. To say it kindly.
Yes.
Maxine St. Louis was fucked to death by her own creation.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. She made like a sex spell that got out of control.
And it fucked her to death.
Damn. It makes you like want it. It's like, damn.
Yeah, it's like, scary. You know, it's a scary job being a... We used to think that being war reporters was like tough, you know? Yeah. But it wasn't. It was...
But then the cast, like I'll pass, so like I'll pass like a hot looking dude on the street and I'm like, is this guy gonna kill me with his penis? Like, is this how I'm gonna go?
Yeah, me too.
Like I'll pass like a hot looking chick and I'm like, is she gonna poison me with her game? You know? I can't, I feel like, dude, ever since I started on the cast, I can't trust anybody. And sometimes when I look in holy books, I feel like there's messages just for me.
Yeah, like, oh, that's, I've always looked at it that way, you know?
Yeah. Like, you know how sometimes you read the Quran and it's like, is that your dick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, dude, Eric, sometimes I read the Quran and it's like, is that your are those your balls?
Yeah, that's all the weird stuff. That's like in the Bible, Leviticus.
Hold on a second.
It's out there.
Alright, wait. People listening to the podcast will know that the booze right now is in the smash zone. We're going to get crushed at any moment. Our producer Pat Hillsman is signaling no to the crush zone, but it's real. Anything we leave outside this door has a liability of being crushed cruelly. Right now we have a dog in here to avoid it getting squeezed.
We also have a little bear.
Yeah. Hold on, can we pause the cast so I can get boost?
No, just go get it.
Right. Well, you have to kill the bear and talk
about it. Yeah, I'll talk about stuff. I just farted. I'm surprised that you didn't smell it.
I'll put the mic.
I just farted. Yeah, well, we were going to continue with the obituaries.
Yeah. Talk about who else died.
Who else died, yeah.
Kristen. Talk about Kristen's death.
Oh, yeah. Kristen was killed by angry children. She gave them a chance to fight, though, in fairness to her. She could have just chopped them up with the katana sword, but she gave them a fighting chance to get katana swords of their own. And given the fact that there was 1,000 of them, after killing several hundred of the attacking children, she was finally overrun. Rest in peace to our co-host, Kristen. Probably the most honorable death of all of our co-hosts, considering the number of them that were fucked to death by animals. Back to you, Jad.
It's genuinely not epic.
Jad. How many more of our co-hosts were killed? Who else was killed?
Hold on a second. We have to pause the cast to find our booze.
Wait, what happened?
Guys, we're back. I thought for a second, listeners. I don't want to alarm faithful listeners of the Apocalypse cast, but you'll note that Pat lives with an actual goblin.
With a creature. It's a terrifying hell beast. You tempted hell for too long. And then, what? There's a whole ass room.
Alright, we have to use poetic language. So, alright, dear listener, you have to know all this about Pat. Is he tempted hell? He tried to finger hell. When you try to finger hell, sometimes the pussy of hell bites back. When you try to finger hell, sometimes hell...
Or the butthole.
Fingers you. Okay, now, Pat, how long have you lived with demons?
How long have you had demons?
We could be talking about anything right now.
Doesn't matter, no.
We're talking about hell.
No. Give me the booze. What's your problem?
Pat's upset because we're talking about hell and demons. And the thing is, he's surrounded by hell and demons. He's like, this is my life. Who do you think had the most tragic and poetic death out of all the cast members? I mean, Schallenberger was just shot in the back of the neck, which
is a bit of a dispense with, yeah.
Schallenberger was just shot off.
I'm going to go with JBR.
Yeah, JBR was boiled.
Because he, the years that he spent just cuckolding those chimpanzees.
Yes. Oh, no. Yes.
And they finally... That one sure...
It's like, if you fuck enough chimpanzees...
Bit him in the ass.
Taken up running.
No! Goddamn commercials.
We have to start the cast again, dude. This is dog shit.
No, this is great.
Alright, we're good. Let's go.
Yeah.
So, who else died?
Yeah, who else died?
Oh, fuck.
Osama bin Reggae.
Jeremy's the only one who died justly. Jeremy's the only one who deserved to die.
Yeah?
You remember?
How did he die?
A god killed him, I think. Oh, Jeremy's like the one member of the cast who died of cancer. Wait, put it behind me. Yeah. Remember how bad Jeremy was and how he was...
Yeah, he was always ruining the cast.
He was banned from the cast and then gone. For
life.
Yeah.
There's going to be a sound imbalance while you're holding it.
No, look at the lungs.
Hold it back a bit.
Okay.
Yeah, just a bit.
Yes. Yeah. Also, I can adjust the levels later.
Cool. But so yeah, Jeremy was killed by God.
Yeah. And it's like most people die of... dumb bullshit. To be killed by God is like you were a special. You were.
God knew, you know? Yeah. God knew what you were doing. God is a lot like Santa Claus. He's keeping a list.
Yeah. Damn. You remember how Jeremy would come on the cast and he'd bring like hot. No, it's not. Look at the levels, dude.
Alright, alright.
See, your waveforms are actually bigger than mine right now.
All right.
Remember how Jeremy would come on the cast and he would bring like hot Molly down with him?
Mm-hmm. Hot Eastern European women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steeped in Molly, filled with MDMA.
But still, not worth having him on the show.
Yeah. It's remarkable. I feel like Jeremy showed me the limits of like.
Politeness.
No, it was like tolerating hot women. It's like, okay, I get it. You know? It's like at a certain point, it's like I can...
Ugh. Oh, God.
It's like you're not that...
Why do people drink?
Yeah. It reminds me that hot women go to hell as well.
You know, hot like, women you especially go to hell. Are you crazy?
You like think that only ugly women go to hell? To be there with
who thinks that? I think everyone thinks the opposite.
The hot women go to hell?
Yeah, that's...
But God favors them.
Does he? Yeah, I suppose so. That's true. I mean, if there's some order to the universe...
Do you think any members of the cast went to heaven?
Probably not. No.
I mean, if anybody...
I think there's a lot of purgatory in there.
Soulmate, straight to hell. Jeremy, straight to hell. Schallenberger went to like Samoan hell, which is
Jeremy
worse.
Went to like Orthodox Jewish hell.
He went to like dog hell. Jeremy sucked so much he went to the hell that's reserved for bad dogs.
Jesus. It's dark.
Can you imagine he's just down there talking about, what is this game?
Were you saying, how do we not know that Ingu wasn't like a dog serial killer before I got hurt? Yeah. I think probably not, but I don't know.
Is Ingu a lady?
Yeah, of course, you know that. Stop doing you shoving the mic in your mouth.
This mic is not nearly as sensitive. I don't have to like whisper it like that.
Oh, Sarah Steele.
Yeah, Sarah Steele went to hell for what she sexually...
But how she died is her pussy rotted off.
Yeah, she died of pussy first.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so her pussy went to hell first.
Yeah.
Cirrus. I saw Cirrus.
Oh, nice.
I saw her a couple times.
Nice.
She looked like her pussy had gone now.
Yeah?
She looked like her pussy was suffering.
Yeah.
And she was hanging out this... I'm not trying to make a joke. She was hanging out what I think was an autistic lady. Who, like, colored people.
Interesting.
Not like she liked black dudes. Like, she colored... She drew people in color.
I understand. I understand, yeah. Stupid. Oh, yeah.
I asked her, I was like, why did you betray the cast? And then she just... She started speaking in Latin. Isn't it? That's part of the cast that I don't think is fair, is how the Bible intercedes in our affairs. You know? And how people get, like, messages.
Also, have you seen any of the Apocalypse Rick and Morty coincidences?
Yeah, how they ripped off our whole shit.
Yeah.
How all of Rick and Morty is the Apocalypse?
Yeah.
With the gay little boy?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't... Rick, what if they cut our dicks off? Like that. How many of you are... Oh, Rick! Oh, God! What if they turn our dicks inside out, these aliens?
We impregnate the Earth!
What if... Oh, God!
Yeah. Interesting.
Speaking of death, dude, looks like the death of your father.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. How he was fired into the
Earth. That was pretty sad.
You know how, like you're in conversation and people are like, yo, daddy, right? To insult you. You're like, my dad's dead. Right? And I go, oh, I'm so sorry. And then you have to tell the tale.
Well, do I have to tell the tale again? Honestly, I've told it before on the show.
No, but listen. New details have come to light of, like, his final moments in space.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Like, when he's... Well, you just gave it away. Like, when he screamed...
Yeah. He was in space.
Yeah.
He apologized.
Yeah, so I recently got a... When I was a boy, my father was killed, and they told me that he was a turd burglar, and that he was killed while burgling an especially cumbersome turd. And then, when I got a little bit older, they told me that he had been fucked to death by gorillas, so I wouldn't be ashamed. And as it turns out...
But that was a common lie. Yeah. First of all, you gotta put yourself in, like, France in the 1980s. Like, guys would die of, like, dumb shit. Like, guys would die of, like, oh, he jacked off into chemicals and he died. Don't tell the boy that his father died from jacking off into chemicals. Tell him he was killed by apes.
Yeah.
Right?
It's the French way.
Yeah.
They're like, it's the apes that did this.
What's the French word for ape?
Singe? That's monkey.
Singe.
You know how France sucked at the outset of World War II? Yeah, but so when I was a boy, they told me that my father was fucked to death by apes, so I wouldn't be embarrassed. But as it turns out, he was an astronaut who was sent on a mission to impregnate... Well, first off, he had to be fired up into space,
right?
Dock with the Soviet spacecraft,
yeah.
Eat out a bunch of ballerinas on a wheel to get, like, a massive hard-on, you know, and like, then be fired into the Earth.
Let me say, that's one of those things where, like, when you have immigrant parents, you don't understand their struggle, and your dad is, like, after the fourth pussy...
It became painful to get those ballerinas.
Yeah.
And their muscles became like an encumbrance. He's like, I wish one of you would be a bit pudgy. So that I could get into pussy easier.
Mm. He's like, all these muscle ballerinas on this wheel.
Yeah. And they would just catch his tongue with their purses.
As the wheel spun in zero gravity.
And he'd be like, meh! Right?
Yeah.
Meh! Like, let go of my tongue and your pussies.
No, he enjoyed it. It just was impractical.
Yeah.
You know, he was like, this is crazy. Like, why can't you just let me... Why does it have to be on a wheel, you know? Like, why can't you just let me do it? I get it. Like, I get that I have to do this for to save the world. Damn. And so he was fired into the Earth after being turned on by the ballerinas in order to impregnate it.
Yeah, yeah, they got him put in hard.
Yeah.
And then they ate the cannon.
Yep. And then they lubed him up.
Yeah. And they were like, are you still hard? And he was like, I am still hard. And they asked from the village, are you still hard? And from the river they answered.
Yes, we are still hard.
And from the mountain they asked, are you still hard?
And from the valley they answered,
yes, we are still hard.
And from the village they asked,
are you still hard?
And from the harbor they answered,
yes, we are hard.
Right, and then they cocked the space cannon after this ritual was complete, where the village spoke to the stream, which spoke to the harbor, which spoke to God, which spoke to Houston, what's that dog shit country France launches from?
Guyana?
Guyana, it's a problem,
right?
Yep.
Away, Guyana, it's a problem.
I guess so, yeah, sure.
But you know, that's where you guys... That's where France shoots from.
Yes, it is. It's French Guyana, right, where they shoot from. Yeah. And so they fired at him from space into the earth to impregnate it with a ballerina-induced hard-on. A Soviet ballerina-induced hard-on.
Damn.
And they also rolled him into a ball.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. In order to preserve his seed...
In order to protect his boner, they rolled him into a ball.
Yeah.
He was like, Guyana, we have a problem. I've been unrolled.
Unrolled? This cannot be. There's no way he will survive re-entry if he is unrolled.
Is he unfurled? What? Roll him back!
Yeah, and apparently my father...
Like, roll him back!
Yeah, apparently my father unfurled in the atmosphere. And burned up.
Just remember all the school kids watched your father unfurl in the...
Yeah.
You know how, like, in school in France, they make you watch fuck videos?
Yeah, of course. That's how else would we know, you know?
You know how, like, in France, in every book, there's, like, they draw the pussies on all the animals? Like, they're... I'm not even making this shit up.
Like, this is a dinosaur,
eh? They're like, oh, this dog better have a dick. This cartoon dog.
They're like... Dinosaurs probably made love, you know, like in the afternoon.
Yeah, they're like dogs. Dogs can do reverse cowgirl, same as us. Yeah, it's a big problem in like French textbooks is they expose you to ultra sex when you're young. Right? They show you nipples. They show you labias.
I mean, honestly, if there was a reason for, they would.
Yeah, they'd be like, listen.
What? Ingo, piche cabrón. Perita buena.
Listeners will note that a good dog has jumped in my lap.
And so, yeah, the new information that I learned is that as my father was being fired into the earth,
yeah,
as he was being rolled into a ball, he apparently said, if I don't make it back...
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. While he was being rolled, he was also being jacked off.
Yeah, by a ballerina.
To preserve it.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is so difficult. That's why NASA does this shit.
He said, if I don't make it, tell my son this is his fault.
Tell my son. Tell my boy I was hard till I thought of his visage.
Yeah. Man. And if the Earth does not make it, it is his fault.
Tell my son that if the Earth dies, it's because his penis is flat. Wow. Because his balls are small.
Remember, dude, your dad was so severe.
Yeah.
Tell the boy.
It's us saying mean stuff about my penis.
Tell the boy that he inherited his mother's penis. Tell the boy that he inherited his grandmother's penis, which is not so much a penis but a large pussy. This boy.
It's a very healthy culture in France.
Hey, remember that documentary they made about you?
Yeah.
It was like L'Enfant.
Yeah, L'Enfant perdu. It was about the kids whose parents had been killed trying to impregnate them.
No, it was like Les Enfants called Los fucking dicks of Los Perros, dude. It's baby boys born with dog dicks.
What is it?
Can we just... Alright. Sorry. We have to address this on the cast.
Yeah.
You were born with a dog's penis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's red? Is that because
you're saying it's because it retracts from...
Yeah, that's right.
You know how, like when you have herpes, you're going to get to, like, tell a lady, like, hey, listen, it's not a big deal or whatever. You have to tell ladies, that's like, listen, I have a dog's penis.
Let's not make it weird.
Yeah, if you fuck me, it's not like you're fucking a dog, you're fucking a person. Yeah,
I'm a human being with a dog's penis.
I have human seed, yeah. I have a human's balls.
Especially, well, let's right? hope.
You're like, well, I have a human's balls, but I have a dog's dick. And you can blame my bitch mother for that.
Wow.
Speaking of bitches, dude, your bitch chose me. Faithful listeners will note that Pat's dog is sitting on my lap, lapping up my affections.
It's true.
Refusing to make eye contact.
No, what's happening?
What?
What a...
Puppies? What is risk stand for?
Report is instructed in saving colleagues.
I don't think that's what it stands for. I think it stands for...
It is what it stands for.
Retards in snakes caution.
Nice.
Right? It stands for mongoloids in snakes, cuidado. Bro, you would have been so proud. I talked about how the Arabic word for retard is mongolian. On stage, it fucking crushed. For those of you cowards who don't know, in Arabic, the word for someone who is mentally challenged and the word for someone who is from Mongolia is the exact same word. And that's not our fault. Look at Mongolia. Look at whoever is the president of that country. Or whoever was, I guess, not now, but like 500 years ago. Some kind of Kubla, I guess. A Kubla Khan.
Look at this chaser I just found.
Oh, shit. Oh, Pat just walked in the room with a frozen Mexican drink. No, I don't want that. I don't want Jarritos.
Jarritos is the best.
You know how, like, these patriots in the South have been shipping illegals up to New York?
Sure.
I don't think it's fair how they ship them up and then, like, they don't even provide for, like, how are these guys going to get pussy? You know, because they show up like, hey, man.
It is pretty fucked up that they did that.
Yeah, they send these guys up to Martha's Vineyard, right?
It's like Martha's, like, not nice to them.
Yeah.
Martha's a bitch.
Can you imagine coming to America for a puss? I feel like that's like all of Arab immigration. I can't get laid in my dog shit country.
Really?
Yeah! Are you kidding me? You know how hard it is to get pussy in the Arab world? It's fucking, it's like, do you want to die for this pussy?
It's like Jesus!
You get any pussy?
It's like, how many infidels do I have to kill before I can get some fucking pussy up in here?
Right, you have to capture, honestly. You have to catch. Catch and release. Right? Catch and release.
There's no release.
This is a bit of, yeah? Catch and release. This is a little note that I'm doing in a jacking off motion. Catch and release. Like, if you catch a Christian woman, you can get release.
I understand now.
Oh, yeah.
Catch a fine Christian woman.
But Pat, you spent a lot of time in the Middle East. When you were there, did you shit?
I did shit. A lot, actually. Painfully.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why painfully? What's going on
with you? Just because the cuisine there.
The cuisine!
Makes your bowels hurt.
Can we go back to something that we talked about last week?
Sure.
Which is how the state of New Jersey shipped all their bad boys up in the sky.
Well, that's true, they put them in the sky!
So, like, we got too many bad boys in Montclair. We gotta put them in the sky. Yeah,
yesterday I was in the depths of South Jersey. I was in like the woods of South Jersey. And I was listening to the cast, and I was making eye contact with South Jersey.
Which episode?
The latest episode.
Oh, nice.
And I was like making eye contact with the fucking creatures that dance in South Jersey. And I was looking at them, and I was like, you fucking fucking piece of shit, cock bastard.
Tony, you fuck! Tony, where the
fuck? Every time I see someone wearing a mask, I'm like, damn, this person wants to get fucked until they die.
Damn.
I saw a lady on the train wearing a mask, and she took it off to, like, drink her soda, and I was like, you're infected! You're in a fucking cult, lady. You're in a sex cult. You might as well show your pussy to the world.
We all might as well show our pussy.
I was like, listen, I was like, hey, girl, you've been exposed. Girl, hide yourself. You've been exposed.
Cover up your shame, girl.
Cover up your shame, girl. Have you no modesty? I've seen your whole mouth.
Damn, you know how, like, we have too much dead air, dude. We have to discuss.
Yeah, pause for a second.
We can't pause. Why?
Sure you can. You did it before.
Okay, can you pause? Hit the space
bar.
Yeah. Alright, we're casted again, baby. We're dead.
We gotta switch music.
We're back.
Alright, we're back.
Yeah. So... We have an announcement to make. It's a very sad announcement. Prostrate.
Put your bellies to the floor, you fucking soaked.
Listen. There's no easy way to say it. A friend of ours is gone.
Gone. Gone and...
Dead!
And dead. Fucked dead.
Jesus, it's hard for me to even describe how he was killed.
It's like the way he was snuffed out.
I wouldn't say in his prime, because, you know.
The way he was snuffed, but nonetheless. The way he was buried in snuff.
And what they did to his body. The way that
Jesus, and especially how they treated his penis. The things they, the way they cradled it, sarcastically. Remember how, like, when JBR died, the city sarcastically cradled his penis? Like, oh, what a dick.
Oh, yeah! Let's give him a reward. We're the greatest dick ever.
Whoa, we got a, what a great dick we got here.
Hey, whoa, look, it's Johnny B-Roll's dick.
Oh, that's Johnny B-Roll's
What does it want, a fucking medal? Whoa. Let's give his penis a medal, hey.
Hey, let's give his fucking cock second place. What of it? Whoa, he's fucking colorist. Another word for racist. He fucking hates every race.
Exactly.
He doesn't like the color of
He's a color correctionist.
He thinks the only correct color is white and pink and peach.
Like it's peach.
That's why JVR got cut out of the cast. That's why he got sliced
excommunicated.
Out of the cast. Yeah. That's, well, no, he didn't get excommunicated. He got ex-sliced out of the cast.
Nice.
He got ex-laxed out of the cast. Like, we had to shit him out.
Yeah.
Because of his racial...
He got the kibosh.
He was like, the Japanese are better than the Koreans because they're slightly lighter. And we're like, what are you talking about? Get out of here. What are you talking about, Javier? And he was like, the Chinese don't get me started.
He was obsessed with race science.
He was obsessed with color shades.
Yeah. He was like all color computer, correctionists.
Yeah. He was like, Arabs have no color. That's why they go to purgatory, all of them, no matter how noble they are.
Even the Christian ones, for some reason.
Even Christ.
The most notorious Arab of them all.
Christ is just stuck, dude. He's fucking... He didn't get any puss. He got nailed to a wall.
Yeah, you know, listeners will note. Viewers will note.
Right.
You don't really need a cross to crucify someone. You can do it on a wall.
Or a bridge.
You can just draw the cross.
Right.
If you have to.
Yeah, like a Wile E. Coyote tunnel.
Yeah!
On anything.
Except that it works.
Yeah.
You can just nail someone to a fucking wall if you have to.
You can nail someone to a board. You can nail someone to the cruel board of directors. Not unlike Tom Penny. How did Tom Penny die nailed to his cruel board? Remember Jesus. How, like, the board of directors turned against Tom Penny and they were like, nailed him.
I do.
Right? Tom Penny was like, he was like, you there, board. And then the board was like, nail him! And then, like, a smaller word, nail him! Nail him! Right? And then the board chirped up and they're like, nail the confront to the board!
Where's the booze?
Yo, bitch chose me, dog.
Damn, that hurts. I hear that hurts.
Viewers will note that Pat's very skinny, pox-ridden dog has chosen me. What with his pox?
How dare you describe her that way?
Pat, the thing about your dog is she's gay, and she's full of pox. Get a lesbo pox dog.
It's true.
His dog devours pussy.
Ingu is a lesbian. It's true.
Ingu.
Yes.
Ingu is the name of a strong lesbian.
So yeah, listen.
Ingu.
Are we talking about JBR?
Ingu's licking a chair right now.
What were we talking about, JBR?
Alright, so JBR was a coward bitch motherfucker. Who hated God. JBR was against the sun and the moon. JBR hated the wind. JBR was against a sunset. JBR did not like a breeze. JBR hated the evening time. He hated the morning time. He hated the afternoon. He hated Eggos.
Sick.
JBR the sick fuck hated pizza bagels. He hated regular pizza and regular bagels.
Yeah, you know that when pizza's on a bagel, you can have pizza? Never.
Not if JBR has anything to say about it.
Yeah, not at all.
When pizza's on a bagel, JBR rips your dick clean from your body and eats it. Without pleasure.
Yeah, take that, pizza bagel.
Yeah. JBR's eaten so many dicks with just like a solemn look of resignation on his face. Like, he's not even having fun.
Not even the slightest. He's just like your average working Joe, like penis eviscerator.
Yeah, I gotta eat this whole ass dick.
No, he's like, oh, you regular people. You don't understand. Well, why to shred and eat 9 dicks today?
He's like, this is a tourist dick. Where's this dick from?
Yeah.
What do you do for a living, you penis? Fuck? Do you fuck
this
large
is a
women?
Scab dick.
Right. Think about JBR. He hates what he does. He's like kind of a motherfucker. JBR is one of these guys who like thinks he deserves the best penises in the world, and meanwhile he eats the worst. He might as well be eating dog penises.
It's true. You know, he's a man who thinks he can have all the milk.
JBR thinks he has a right to the. Okay, can we talk about this? The true way JBR died. Because I feel like we've been beating around the bush.
Mm-hmm.
We've been beating the wrong way around the bush. The way JBR died is he supped to death.
Oh, wow.
Right? JBR was a good boy, and then he got exposed to milk, and he supped.
And oh, how he supped.
JBR supped. And they were like, how? They were like, the government was like, they're like, if this boy sups anymore, he's gonna die.
Yeah, he's gonna beat the threshold if he sups anymore.
They're like, if this boy sups any longer, he's gonna have to be killed by God. Or, like, the government washed their hands of JBR. Remember? The government was like, physics is gonna kill this boy. They were like, oh, chemistry's gonna, no, I can't. The government was like, oh, chemistry's gonna take time.
Just one, you'll be good with one.
No.
Yes, you will. One, you'll be good.
That's it.
That's all you need.
I have supped.
Yeah, oh, you've supped upon the milk. The smoky milk.
Damn, you remember when JBR was just an innocent boy, and he got all his Bible verses right,
And then JVR
and he's like, I hear you're good at praising the Lord here at the Apocalypse Castle.
I hear you're right good at pleasing the Lord. I hear the Lord likes what you don't have to say.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
JVR goes, oh, I hear you lot.
With his coal, his ashen face, and his little cap.
Right, in. Let's have a look at your cocks. Do y'all think God has a cock?
And then he tussle his hair, you know.
Right. Yeah, JVR, I come here from an island, a dick suck island, where all the adult boys suck the dicks of the young boys. We throw a boomerang at each other and we cut off each other's dicks with these sticks.
Beautiful country.
Hi, I'm JVR. I come from the land down under. A koala ripped my dick off and ate it.
He's Australian now.
Hi there, I'm JVR. I come from New Zealand, these fucking kangaroo cocks. They twisted my dick off.
Well, the point is, JVR was a little orphan boy.
JVR, I was abandoned on this island, right? By my mom.
It's a big ass
mom. Who's no mom to me anymore?
She's no mom to me. The roots of my mom now. They twisted my cock off and stuffed it in one of their pussies. Now that these roots have put my cock and balls in their pouch. Right? Remember how J-Rose was killed? They ripped his dick and balls off and put it in their pouch. And J-Rose was like, give me that back. You know, it was in the pouch.
And he was like, please don't rip my dick off, bro. Please.
Bro.
It was tragic. You know, that gets me thinking about childhood stories.
Right.
You know how
Jay Bear was raised, right? He was raised surrounded by eggs.
JBR?
Yeah.
JBR's mom was egg wild. JBR's mom was a crazy woman who was like, JBR, one day you'll hatch and you'll stop disappointing me. JBR was like a 15-year-old pimple-ass kid.
But instead of being sent to school, he was being kept in an egg.
Yeah.
Until he was ripe.
Until he hatched.
Yeah.
And JBR was like, mom. It was like, mom, can I jack off? And JBR's mom was like, not till you hatch. And JBR was a boy, tried his best to hatch.
He kept trying to jack it in the goo.
Yeah. JBR was surrounded by goo, which was just his teenage years. He was just entombed in goo.
The rest of us were like playing music and like learning to love ourselves.
We were cracking eggs left and right, the rest of us.
Yeah, making omelets.
Right. Now JBR grew up in an egg.
Can you imagine that egg-bound life?
Yeah. JBR was bound to an egg.
Yeah, that's what they don't know about boys that are bad in Seattle.
Is they put him in an egg.
Like, this boy is fucked. Like,
put him.
Has anything worked?
In an egg.
Have I told you my character about the psychologist that's just like, you're a piece of shit.
Wait, can I be the boy?
Yeah, you'd be the shrink. You'd have to be the shrink. Because you're a loser. And you'll probably grow up to be a pedophile, Timmy. Yeah.
You there, boy?
Yes.
That's actually, dude, I want to sign up for. You know, you can just sign up for BetterHelp? This is a real thing. They don't check anything.
Really?
They don't check anything. You just sign up for BetterHelp and be like, I have a license.
Oh, nice.
Dude, I want to sign up. Show me your penis. I'm not even. I wish I was making this up. You can just join better. I'm gonna do it this weekend. I'm gonna.
We mentioned that boys that are bad.
By the way, this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Yeah, boys that are bad in Seattle get put into an egg.
Right.
But boys that are bad in New Jersey.
Yeah, where did they put them? Into the sky.
They put them into the sky.
These boys, these bad boys, put them in the sky.
They've done right. too much I, damage listen, here on
we
Earth.
We have to join BetterHelp. We have to join BetterHelp.
To do what?
To just...
To become psychologists?
To record the apocalypse, yes. Can you imagine if, like, a sad girl calls you and you're like, hey, did you shit? Like, a very sad woman calls and she's like,
you know, my brother Tone, he's obsessed with fireworks.
Like, if Tanya called you for support, how fun would it be like,
Tanya, did you jack off?
I think that's getting too many steps away from the source material. It's hard to have Tanya appear without Tony.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think it'd be fun as hell. Just to be... I talked to this one girl, she got matched with, like, a pedophile.
Really?
Yeah. This one, like, therapist, she got matched with, like, a pedophile.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. What a... Let him match with the cast. You there?
Cut off your dick.
Stop begging these Spanish boys.
Why don't you cut it off? You should do it today.
So listen, we were talking about milk.
Right.
About
the milk. No, put it behind you. Alright. This is
good. In the 100-acre wood.
In the wood.
It's summertime in the 100-acre wood.
How many acres is that? 100!
100 exactly!
I remember your most dim operation started when you drove a garbage truck full of bats into the CDC!
Well, that's right, yeah, I got them.
You drew a garbage truck full of bats and weasels and foxes into the CDC!
That's right, Winnie the Pooh!
Yes. And then you... Yes, and then the milk. Talk of the milk. Yes, where did you get it? All this milk that you... Did you flush us with? And you know how Christ died for... the milk?
I guess so, sure, why not?
You know how Christ and his disciples were split crosswise for milk? What of it?
Sure, Winnie. No problem.
I want you to go out and I want you to learn the secrets of milk and where it comes from. And boobs. And I want you to learn about tits and buttholes and shit. What's up with you? And also our god, Christopher Robin, the God King. Let's tie him to a tree and fuck him. Oh, he's spoken to me. Stop.
Just cast again.
He's spoken to me in a dream. He's told me. Oh, is it? Fuck. It's just Pat's hot breath on my face.
Sir Captain.
No, it's to collect as much milk as possible.
Just say what the fuck you just said to me. Say it as Christopher Robin.
No.
Yeah.
No. Christopher Robin doesn't appear yet, because Nicky the Wolf is gonna play him.
To collect as much milk as possible from people.
To collect as much milk from people.
As possible.
As possible.
Wait, hang on, Pooh. Are you saying that Christopher Robin spoke to you in a dream and told you to collect as much milk as possible from me?
Yes. Collect all the milk and all the seed and all the juice.
Why would he do that? Wait, are you saying that you're gonna drink my pig cum after you finish milking me?
I will sup upon it, I will sup this pig cum, and I will taste of it, and I will sup!
Jesus! Pooh! You've lost your mind!
No.
Do you really think that my pig cum will give you supernatural powers?
I think that I must sup of your pig cum, pig.
But poo!
Poo!
How many gallons are you talking about?
What? As many... 10 damn gallons! 1,000 10,000 times 10,000 gallons!
Oh, no!
I can't possibly produce 10,000 cubic tons of pig semen. I'm just one little piglet.
Are you there?
Yes,
are
too.
You, are
you telling me that it will anger God if we, if I don't produce 10,000 cubic tons of pig semen?
Boy, a god is already pissed.
No.
Yes, what you done, boy? It's have you been out with this shoe, motherfucker?
No, you gotta be poo, man.
You there, boy.
No, you gotta be poo.
You there, boy.
Have a look at that! No, it's... Show your butthole to the virus!
Boy, we really don't want to talk to the virus. Show yourself to the virus.
You're doing a shitty poo. You gotta do it. You gotta just do it. Sometimes you just gotta run the engines when you're having crowds, you know? No, not yet.
We haven't talked about all the deaths.
Stop this poo. No, you gotta continue with poo.
Alright. Hey there, boy.
Yes.
Show me your dick.
Yes, Pooh, are you saying that I should show you my dick?
Yes, boy.
Wait, why? What are you doing?
Every plot is showing me. Yeah, boy.
How are you thinking about this? Oh, wait, no. Wait, are you saying that me, Piglet, is gonna have to be strapped into some kind of contraption that milks me?
Yes, boy. You have to be milked and sucked and emptied out and slutted.
You have to be slain and ran.
No.
Yes, you have to be
slain. Oh God! Oh God, Pooh!
You have to go slain.
I don't know if I could possibly produce that much pig semen. Listen, Pooh!
Right.
Do you think that behind Christopher Robin, God really is there?
I think Christopher Robin is God, but he's a cool and cheap God.
And what do you think of the new monkey virus, Pooh?
It pops upon you and all your allies.
But you've been asking us to worship the previous virus, and
yes,
do we have to worship the new one as well?
Yes, you must worship the virus. I need vassals who are desirous of virus. You cuck.
The virus. Jesus Christ.
Damn, did we have to call the cast? I'm getting very sleepy. What time were we at?
I don't know. The dog.
What time?
I don't know, it's 1:24.
That's
something. What else did we have to cover? Oh, no, we had to
cover. Wonder, who else died?
Oh, Graham.
Oh, damn. The way Graham died made me sick to my stomach. You know why? Because I imagine getting penetrated to the depths that killed Graham.
True.
When Graham died, I got sick to my fucking stomach.
Yeah, and apparently
someone stirred up Graham's stomach with this punishment.
The noise of him just going pop. It echoed from miles across North Jersey.
Where were you?
And then he bled out.
When Graham bled out. Where were you? I'm trying to remember where I was when Graham was still alive. And you remember, like, the bullshit you cared about when Graham was still alive?
Yeah, it's true. I remember about shit that I used to care about all the time. And it feels insane now.
Yeah, I used to care about puss and rabbits.
And, like,
you know, and now...
human animal chimera. Yeah.
I used to worry about puss and chimps and human animal chimera.
You know George on my mind?
Yeah.
More like Chimera on my mind, am I right?
Yeah, originally they were like, Chimera on my mind. Then they were like, who's that guy from In Living Color? They were like, Jamie Foxx, you can't say
Chimera.
Chimera on my mind.
real talk though, what percent like rabbit could a woman be for you to make love to her?
Honestly, if she's, does she have a person pussy? Think about the haunches, dude. Is
yeah, but she might have like rabbit fur instead of pubes.
That's fine. Yeah. I think it's a girl.
So that's like 15%,
20%.
What? Say again?
The girl I'm hanging right now has pubes, and I'm like, I didn't move them.
Oh, really? No, I like a little pubes.
Anyway, with these.
That's good.
No, it's not.
Yes.
It means she's betraying me.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
She's got all her pubes out for all my enemies to see.
How do you expect us to hide with all these pubes? Yeah. Our enemies will find us.
There's no way the king will see us. No way the queen.
Speaking of the king and the queen.
Yeah.
Do you think that, what do you think about the, the fact that people overthrown, what do you think about the fact that the Queen of England died?
The Queen?
Right?
Died? The Queen?
Yeah, she died.
She?
She died. She's not alive. The monarch is dead.
The monarch? The Queen Mother!
Your taste just got hypnotized.
The top pussy in England.
You know how, like, the top pussy in England is the Queen. The Queen. It's not simple.
The Queen.
Wait, but don't you think that people should just have a republic instead of a monarchy in England?
No!
The way.
Do it.
No! That makes me sick! Ask me what I prefer!
Do you prefer democracy or monarchy?
No! I prefer a king and a queen!
And what about a prince?
Yes, and a happy little prince and a boy and a prince! I hope that the queen and the king love one another! And they produce
What about a princess?
Death. I would like it to be plugged and filled by a prince. Or by a dad.
And what about knights?
Yes, these knights. Shame about our daughter.
How do you
but
feel?
It's all the same, I figure.
How do you feel about all these, how do you feel about all these protests against the monarchy?
Well, I think they should have a king. I think they should have a queen. I think they should kill the I think they should slice their penises from their bodies.
And what
did you ask about protesters?
You know that there are people protesting against the monarchy out in the street?
What? Do you call them people?
Yeah, they're the people. They're out protesting.
And they do what?
They protest against the monarchy.
Against who?
Against the king and the queen.
Against the king and the...
Do it. You're not doing your job well.
No, it hurts.
You gotta do it. So, again, there's people protesting out in the streets against the king and the queen.
You have to do it. My throat hurts.
No, you can do it.
Sure,
you can do it. There's people out in the streets protesting against the king and the queen.
The queen!
Against the king and the queen. There's people out in the streets protesting against the king and the queen.
No,
against the king and the queen.
Fail.
I know, it hurts. Listen, I think the queen is right.
Think about it, like stand-up. God.
Think about it. There's no monarchs. I think there should be a king and a queen.
I think there should be a king and a queen. I like that. And a boy prince.
Yes, I think there should be a boy. And a girl and a queen.
And the happy boy prince.
And the happy boy prince and their dog. It's rat for cocksuck, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. We need to check in with our latest friends. Hey! Hang on, let's change the music.
You there, boy?
Hello.
Where were you, boy?
Welcome to the Soros, Gates, and Fauci podcast.
Hi, I'm Billy Gates.
I want a screw vaccine into your penis.
I want a screw vaccine into your penis. Is that okay? Do you boys still like me, or is that too much, or whatever?
Hey.
Why is it like too much if I don't like screw vaccine into your penis? Do you boys still like me?
Hi, I'm Tony Fauci. I'm joining you on this very difficult day. We've learned something very hard about a new disease. And I'm George Soros. Wow, this one's really gonna hurt. Holy fuck. Listen, guys. I don't know what to say, but the pox, it's jumped to fucking kittens.
No, I'm like to kill all the cats.
Well, that goes without saying.
Oh, see,
we're gonna have to kill every single last fucking cat.
Yes.
And I hope that they don't team up against us.
I hope they don't align themselves against cats.
Yeah. Because if we ask, wait, you're not talking yet. If we ask people to wear masks,
who
again,
to be here? Oh, my if,
yeah. No, you're Billy Gates. If we ask people to wear a mask again, they'll fucking kill us.
Yeah.
So we gotta figure out a way to kill all these cats so that there's no pox.
So there's less salt and pox.
That's right, Billy Gates. Listen, if there's one thing I could use more of, it's pox. But not personally, just for the world. I'm George Soros, the wealthy financier. No, you're still Billy Gates. You're still, but listen. I'm Tony Fauci, and I got some bad news. The pox, it's jumped to cats, to the most adorable of cats, the cute, fluffy ones, the nude cats, the slick black cats. Blending in with the moonlight. Calico cats. Even the annoying purebred cats with the puffy white fur. All of them. They're all gonna have to go. Because the alternative is wearing masks again, and I know that people will kill me if I suggest that. So, people of America, if you can, it's time to kill all your cats. If you see any cats, report them to us, and we'll come kill them. And we promise not to be excessively cruel or to do any weird sex stuff with them. That probably won't be happening at all. And if I'm being realistic about it, anybody that does do any weird sex stuff with the animals, we will at least try to discipline them for it. Because last time with the bird pox, it wasn't good.
A lot of tuck beer.
But listen, we promise to take most, if not all, cases.
A lot of tuck beer. We apologize now.
Seriously.
Say we're sorry.
I'm sorry.
Dear Apocalypse. Dear Apocalypse. I'm sorry for the crimes I committed against the cast, all the times that I faked an orgasm with a woman where I should have just been like, put her down. Right?
Wow. I don't know if I can agree with that wholeheartedly. Damn. That's very cruel.
That's a crazy little apologist. I know you've done wrong.
Yeah,
you've
done
shit
that
you shouldn't have done.
I apologize to the cast for being gone for so long.
Yeah. For being in Ukraine getting split open by Russia.
Exactly.
Or by the party zones. You know how, like, there's partisans, and then there's party zones?
I guess, yeah.
Right. And how the party zones came for you and they deflowered you?
But listen. Hey, I'm Tony Fauci. Yeah. And listen. We're sorry, but America, you're gonna have to kill all your fucking cats.
Damn. All of them. Even the one, even the Muslim ones?
Especially the Muslim ones.
Shit.
Yep. All the cats.
Even the cats that pray five times a day and adore.
So listen. This is the Soros Gates and Fauci podcast. Who are you?
You're 100% overpowering your voice.
Okay. Who are you?
I'm Anthony Gates!
That's right. I'm Anthony Fauci. What of it? I'm George Soros, the wealthy financier. You're listening to the Soros Gates and Fauci podcast.
Hi, I'm Bill Gates. I want to know how come we're... I want to know... Hi, I'm Bill Gates. I want to know about... Hi, I'm Bill Gates. I want to know about the chips.
Listen, the chimps were last week. This week we have to worry about kittens. Hey, that's right. My friend George Soros is right. The pox... it's jumped from the monkeys to sheep.
Right.
And now it's in kittens.
Yeah, we got it. It's my baby sister.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, let's take a call. Ring, ring.
Hi, where the fuck is this tone?
Oh, it's my baby sister, Tanya Fauci.
Well, yeah, it's me, it's Tanya Fauci. I want to know your cocksuck red fuck motherfucker. If you made allegiance with mice, you motherfucker, you cocksuck, you... Have you made a deal with these cocksuck mice to look at the world a different way?
I don't know what you're talking about, baby sister.
Have you made a deal with rats or with mollusks or with whatever lives underneath the dog-ass rivers we got in this city?
Not to my knowledge.
Alright, Tony, you swear to me that this next vaccine's not gonna rip my pussy from my body and replace it with a butt.
I can promise it won't do specifically that.
Yeah. Tone, I gotta ask. Have you used your position as virus master to get pussy from anybody yet?
I feel like that would make God upset. And when God gets upset, he cries a lot. And if there's one thing I don't want, it's for God to cry.
Yeah. Tone, ever since you was a boy, you hated when God cried. You didn't like it at all when God wept.
That's right, baby sister, that's right.
You know, I like enemies was like, oh, and Jesus wept, and you were like, he did. The cocksucker, fuck motherfucker, him.
I was like, I hope he never has to weep again. Because what they did to our Lord and Savior is unfucking forgivable.
Yeah, they unfucked him. They turned his penis right side out after turning it inside out. And then they put it in a man. And then they took it out.
And they nailed him to a fucking wall.
They nailed him to a board.
Yeah.
Wait, what were we talking about?
They nailed him to a board.
What were we talking about?
Christ.
No, he's talking about somebody's dead.
Coming back with a sword, I don't know. Yeah.
Christ?
No.
Well, listen. Listen, baby sister Tanya. America's gonna have to go out and kill all the cats.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
What? What did you say, Tanya?
I mean, I guess so.
Yeah, I guess, Tom. We're gonna have to kill all these rat fuck cocksuck motherfuckers, then. It might as well be cats, you know, Tone. On account we have kind of the same message, you and I. We're just fucking cocksuck motherfuckers. Oh, I think, I don't know, we're from like Bay Ridge or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
Where's Tony Fauci from, dude? Like a swamp?
He's from Brooklyn.
Yeah, but like a swamp in Brooklyn?
He's from the Brooklyn swamp.
You know that movie, A Swamp Grows in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
It's the Anthony Fauci story.
A cesspool grows in Brooklyn.
Yeah, remember that movie they made us watch in grad school? A cesspool oozes in Brooklyn. The Tom Teddy story.
Very good. You know, he left Brooklyn.
Where'd he go? Where was he chased off to, actually?
Treasonville.
Shreveport?
Treasonville.
Dude, how much cast have we recorded? I think I have to go to sleep.
No, no. No, don't be a bitch.
How much cast do we get?
Not enough.
Enough cast to fit my penis.
You're already gonna get smashed. I feel I'm gonna get crushed in my sleep.
Cover your penis. So yeah. That it's not destroyed.
I'm gonna call the police and go, listen, my dick got twisted off in the night. They're like, are you sure?
Your dick, mate!
Right, eh? You fucking dick!
That'd be cute if English bobbies were here.
Like, you fucking dick got squeezed off, mate! What's up?
No!
No! You fucking knob got twisted off, mate!
Yeah.
You fucking dog got unlocked and locked again.
Oh, yo, you know, speaking of England,
right?
There's this story that...
You know how they wouldn't let England into Europe because they're...
I know, because of their dicks.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's obvious. But listen, you know, the Queen died, and, like, I think that it's fair to, like... Because, like, I'm French, you know, so we have a lot of mutual feelings about the British and World War II. And, you know, she was there, she was... Like a, I guess a princess or whatever at the time. She wasn't queen, but she was still part of the, you know, resistance against the Nazis. And she would give speeches to the people and help rally the fight against Hitler. And so I think that there's like, even though we make fun of the queen sometimes, I think that there's a story that we should tell about her from World War II just to remember her a bit.
Right. The story of when she fucked Hitler. Remember when she begged Hitler to stop and she begged him? Do you remember
and people criticized her at the time, but like later we found out that it was all part of a plan to try and like kill him.
Yeah, wait, you suck Hitler's dick. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, dude, that was like how World War II ended. Did you all want to suck Hitler's dick?
And she was like, it's him, look at your cock, it off!
Right, I don't listen.
Honestly, dude, that makes sense. If she were to face it, she'd be like, alright.
Yeah.
It's ever look. Cut that dick in half. Sounds like I can survive it. Alright.
That's right. She was a great lady.
Well,
even though she sucked Hitler's cock.
Right, she did suck him off. She did suck him till he blasted.
Yeah, but she didn't suck him. She didn't suck Hitler's cock.
The
recently deceased Queen of England didn't suck Hitler's cock because she liked Hitler. She did it because she thought that it was a way to murder him.
Well, she thought he was Caillou.
She thought he was what?
You.
She wouldn't have done it otherwise.
That was a cute boy. She was going to get that 10 cc's. Just for his D's.
Damn. Yeah. So, the moral of the story is that the new King of England is Hitler's son.
All hail Hitler's son.
You there?
The queen is dead. Long live Hitler's son. That's the new royal motto. They're gonna have to go through all the old shit and just replace it with swastikas. It's gonna be nuts.
It makes more sense, man.
Yeah.
Just give it the same.
They might as well, you know.
How many you made, you goddamn
up running. What's again?
I'm just reading this book that's set in the Middle Ages, and all of Europe is just filthy.
Yeah, but that's exactly
just covered in fleas.
That's how the world is anyways.
Dude, France was just fucking gross.
It's still gross.
He killed half of y'all.
Who killed half of us? Oh, yeah.
Y'all are fucking gross, dude. Y'all, like, never showered and just sweat everywhere?
I still don't.
Yeah, please.
No, but that's because we're not awkward about sex. You don't need to be clean if you're not having sex. There's no point. You know, it's like your penis just needs to be clean. And we have bidets.
So you
and
only
we
understand. Wash your penis.
Yeah, because we're not awkward about it. So if you're gonna have sex with somebody and be like, go wash off your penis so that it is clean in case we have sex.
Americans
can never talk about sex. They can have it, but they can never talk about it. So right. you have to be clean on a date. Everything has to be perfectly clean and, like, prepared. But in France, it can just be like, go wash off your whore pussy so that we can make love, eh?
Pussy, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's complete. It doesn't matter. So you don't need to be clean because you're not gonna be awkward about being like, go wash off your wretchedness.
You there, boy? Alright,
yes?
Wash off your wretchedness.
No, what do you mean by wretchedness?
Make yourself flat to me. Make yourself with those ferret teeth. That's what the book describes my wife as. He has ferret teeth.
Wow. Yeah, we should talk more about the secret parts of the Bible.
Right. The parts that with all the fucking suck scenes.
Yeah. With all the 69ing.
And then God sucked.
Yeah, the Bible is fucking hot.
Alright, dude, I gotta go to sleep. How long have we been?
Not long enough. This was a decent cast.
I know, dude. I'm soon to become useless.
Yeah? Yo, this guy. I was watching
these...
How
much have we done?
I don't know, some. I was watching these videos of glider pilots. It's pretty wild.
Right. Are they defying God?
Yeah, they do defy God. They use, like, updrafts to, like, stay up in the air.
Right.
It's insane. Alright.
We're an hour 21 minutes. We got...
Oh, but we haven't been... But listen, I sure do hope that we don't get attacked by kittens.
God, I hope not. I hope these fuck squid don't fucking squirt us. Till we burst.
Oh shit!
Oh god.
Oh shit! We're being attacked.
Oh Jesus, no.
Oh god, they're so cute! There's hundreds of them! With the
splits me open.
Kitten pox! They're gonna attack us!
Oh,
oh no! I wish we didn't have to kill all these cats.
If only we didn't have to fuck them until they die. If only we didn't have to get hard and like
Jesus.
12 times to bang this thing.
I don't want
to
kill all these cats. Oh, Ingu, that's right.
Ingu doesn't want to kill these cats.
She's like, please, don't make me murder all these cats. I'm so angry. I don't want to fucking kill them either. I don't want to stomp all these cats so that they don't give us pox.
The stomp hates pox.
Jesus, what do we do? I hope we don't have to kill them.
I hope the Apocalypse dog is spared by whatever spirits that befell us.
Jesus.
I hope the Apocalypse dog isn't cast into a pox.
What are we gonna do against these cats? What are we gonna do? They're attacking us. What will we do?
We have to get ready to fucking repel these cocks.
Jesus. Chad, I don't want to do it. I don't want to...
Here we go.
Jesus,
we gotta kill all these cats.
Jesus, these cats.
Oh god, that one was so cute. Fuck.
Damn, that one was a mother.
No.
Oh my god, oh, oh Jesus, y'all, oh, there go the babies. Oh, god, that's horrible.
Oh no, Ingrid. Ingrid, he's eating the cats.
No, it's so horrible. What's happening to these cats? You can understand what's happening to their sex organs. It's like getting pregnant with a tumor.
Jesus! All these cats!
No, God.
Is that them? Are those the squid ape?
Listen! Jed! There's something I never told you. If we jack each other off,
yeah,
it might repel the kitten attack.
Or we have to jack each other off.
Oh, I was hoping it wouldn't come to
we have to jack it.
Alright.
I'm gonna use the fist method.
Let's pull out our dongs. Oh, God. Quickly. Quickly.
Stop twisting it.
Oh,
Chad,
I'm going to ejaculate. All right.
We made it.
Oh, and we only had to kill some of the cats. But not all of them by a long shot.
Hold on a second. What is it?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Over that gunfight.
Wait, what's going on? Oh my god. I sure hope that there's...
Oh, whoa, whoa! Oh, Jesus. No. Oh, this cock, motherfucker.
Oh god, it's the monkeypox.
It
finally got to us.
They can tell how long our dicks are. No, Jesus, fuck.
Oh god!
It's a box that throws shit on everything!
They've got a good grip on it now, boys.
Well, that's that! Oh, Jesus. Chad, do you think maybe we should rip each other's balls off so that there's a hope that we'll
yeah,
be...
Yeah, rip each other's balls off
that somebody can make a child? Okay, quickly,
One,
Chad.
One, two, three.